Welcome to this week's edition of Interviews with Entrepreneurs with me, Monique Chambers, here on Campus FM. Each week, I'll be discussing different issues and different ideas with entrepreneurs from Malta and overseas to help you change or start your own business. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Interview, which this week is with Yasmin DiGiorgio from Sanya. Now, I've interviewed you before with another hat on. So, tell us about Sanya, what it is, what it does, and how you got here.
Okay, so thanks for having me. Sanya is an eco spa. So, it's got all the services that a normal spa would have, mm-hmm. but we try to bring an ecological perspective to the project. Eco in the sense of, you know, using non-toxic products and so forth, but also more holistic in the terms of our approach and the services that we offer. So we have the typical spa things like the pool, sauna, steam room, jacuzzis, massages, facials, and all of that. But then we also do yoga, meditation, retreats, some therapies which are maybe a bit more alternative.
Okay, and what's sound therapy? Did you say some therapies?
Sound therapy.
Sorry.
We do a kind of sound therapy.
So what sort of alternative? Is it things that would be really new to Malta?
Some of them are. Some of them are not new, but maybe new to the spa concept. Like, for example, we'd have something like psychotherapy, which you wouldn't usually find in a spa. You wouldn't usually find a therapist who's also recommending you to do yoga and go, you know. So that's a bit new, although it's becoming more common. But then we have other treatments like craniosacral therapy, hypnotherapy, life coaching, these kind of things, which are a little bit newer.
So the first thing you mentioned, which I'm... don't know how to say.
Craniosacral.
What is that?
So this is, it's a kind of light touch therapy where the therapist places the hands very lightly on your body. And it's kind of using specific points in the body. You know, if you look at the more oriental forms of doing therapy, they believe in energy lines in the body, pressure points, kind of like the same points they'd use for acupuncture.
Right.
So, yeah, it's in a sense rebalancing the body, realigning your body.
But without needles.
Without any needles, with a very, very light touch.
Okay. Yes. Sounds like an interesting one.
Yes.
And you were saying that some other therapies you do?
So hypnotherapy is another thing that's
a little
bit
stopping
common.
Smoking, weight loss, the usual, or just stress relief?
All of things. So a lot of people use it for things like that. But yes, you can use it for anything. It's basically just going into the subconscious mind and planting the seed of whatever it is you want to change. So if you're anxious and you want to feel more at peace, you're going into the subconscious and telling the subconscious that you are at peace. And then hopefully the conscious mind follows suit.
And are these the sorts of things you can do once or you do on a repeat basis? Because, you know, it's being good to yourself. So this isn't something hopefully you just do once. You go regularly.
It's like, do you go to the gym once, you know?
Unfortunately, you're asking the wrong person that one. I went to a gym once, yes. Not doing that again. But no, massages and all these other things I like the sound of.
But the thing is this, we have a culture which says you should treat yourself on a special occasion, as opposed to realizing that actually looking after ourselves. I always say in business, you are your best asset. When we have assets in our business, we want to protect them, we want to store them properly, we want to invest in their upkeep. Yet ourselves, especially if you're an entrepreneur, without you, you know, your company is probably going to struggle, especially if you're a startup. So you need to protect yourself and your energy. Therefore, you need to do the things that are going to restore you, especially if you have high stress. You need to work on calming the nervous system so that you can rest properly, so you can have the clarity and, you know, energy to get stuff done.
So all of these things are about making yourself feel better. They're not sort of beautifying treatments necessarily. There's a lot of stress management, that kind of thing, that you cater for?
Both. I mean, we do facials, right? Because actually looking good is a part of looking after ourselves. It's not different. And we feel good when we look good also.
Absolutely.
So there's nothing wrong with that. But we need all, not just the looking good, but also feeling good from the inside, and especially dealing with the things under the surface that might be causing stress, that if you release... Like I notice myself when I'm very stressed, I'm the worst entrepreneur that I can be, right? Because I take really bad decisions and I'm not thinking clearly. And then you take a day out and you just chill out, even just going for a walk or a swim or whatever, and you feel that relaxation. You have really good ideas then. You're like, oh, that problem, which was really like the end of the world yesterday, suddenly has a really easy solution.
And sometimes just being in a spa environment, you have to turn your phone off.
Yes.
So even just being away from your phone for an hour or so is going to give you some stress relief.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, we say even just, but actually it's become a really big thing now because the mobile has disturbed our mind a lot, caused a lot of stress. And I think the worst thing about it from an entrepreneurial perspective is that our concentration spans are becoming shorter and shorter. Mm. And of course, as an entrepreneur, you need to be able to focus, right? You need to think deeply about your audience. If you want to write a sales letter, you need to think deeply about it. You know, everything, actually, the more deeply you think, the better the outcome, right? Yeah. So we do need to learn to not be so addicted to the mobile. And most of our clients say that when they step into Sanya, they already feel really zenned out. I had a person yesterday who walked in and just said, as soon as I walked in, I actually felt like crying because I realized how much of this sense of peace I don't have in my life and how much I need to aspire to it.
And so what things do you provide at Sanya for this sort of peaceful environment? Is there a particular music you play, or what is it as people walk in the door that they have this sense of calm?
Everything, right? Every little thing adds to it, of course. The music plays a big part. Mm-hmm. We also diffuse essential oils, so there's always a nice smell in the air. And it's also just a vibe, right? Like, you've got people coming out of treatments being like, oh, that was great. So it's just kind of in the air, this like, oh, we feel great kind of energy. So that's a bit addictive. You know, you have people swimming and saunaing, so.
And so how did you get to the point of running an eco spa?
So I never set out to start a spa. I had no experience in the spa industry. I have a habit of starting businesses I have no experience in, which makes
that's it, being an entrepreneur, no?
Yes, but also makes it a lot harder for yourself. But I came through it because I was already in the health scene and I had a previous business called The Grassy Hopper, which was a vegetarian and healthy food restaurant.
Yeah.
So I was lucky that the people who run the gym next door to Sanya invited me to come and see the space because they wanted me to do a juice bar in the spa area.
Right, I see.
And when I saw the area, it was, first of all, really beautiful, but second of all, I'm a bit of a maybe extremist. And I said, I don't want to have a healthy juice bar in a spa which is going to be using a lot of toxic health products, and a spa which maybe was run with a philosophy that I didn't really resonate with. And unfortunately, a lot of spas are not necessarily places of healing. They're kind of run a bit like a factory.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of therapists who are just a bit overworked, underappreciated, and that was always something I didn't really resonate with. So the idea of doing something holistic in a larger area which didn't, you know, reflect those values didn't make sense. So I said, I'm either going to do it all or none. And first I got really inspired. I said, I'm going to do it all. And then I was like, no, I'm going to do it none. What am I thinking about? This is going to be, you know, I already have, my plate was already super full.
But of health food, at least.
yes. I had a plate full of very healthy food, but even healthy food in too much quantity is not healthy. So I suddenly thought, no, I'm going to put myself under so much pressure and stress. But ultimately, the vision of what I wanted to create as something new to Malta and as something that everything that Sanya provides are things that personally helped me along my journey. So that's why I felt very passionate that I need to do this, because it's not being done. I know how much it can help people. So I said, I'd prefer to just do it. And yes, there's going to be a bit of personal cost of stress along the way. And to be honest, I got totally burnt out along the way. So it was kind of ironic because I started a wellness business and I got really burnt out along the way. But I did come through that. And actually now it's helping me to help my clients better.
And at least you actually have the facilities on hand. And you know what it feels like to be burnt out, because it's a bit hypocritical if you don't understand stress to try and teach someone with stress. It's like someone who's never had a panic attack trying to tell someone how to get through a panic attack.
Yeah, I don't have that problem. I know stress very well. And in fact, I go into the spa once a week myself. In fact, I had a very busy weekend, and Monday I just spent 3 hours of the day in the spa. And I knew that if I was going to be productive for the rest of the week, I had to sort out my own energy. Otherwise, I was just going to be sitting at my desk on my Facebook feed and not really actually creating anything useful.
And I think it's a good hands-on way. You can't just walk through somewhere and see how something is. You have to have interactions with the therapists, with the temperatures, with the ambience, you know, to know, yeah, this is what my customers experience. You're not just racing through it to your office, not touching, feeling,
definitely,
you know, the whole thing. How did you go about building the business then? Because eco's trendy at the moment, but eco generally comes at a cost, and you have to really be into eco, it seems, to want to spend the extra pennies. And And this is also doing something for yourself, which is not just beautifying. Yes. How have you convinced people to look after themselves more?
Yeah. Well, it's an ongoing challenge, to be honest. I always say that I chose a little bit of a difficult thing to market, because unfortunately we have this tendency to go for the things which are bad for us more easily than the things which are good for us. But it's forcing me, and I don't think this journey has ended, to become a better marketer,
mm-hmm.
to communicate to people why they need to do the things that take care of themselves and not wait, because usually we wait till crisis, yeah. right? Like serious mm. health condition, mm. you know, really serious conditions. And then we say, okay, now I'm going to take care of myself. So I'm always trying to inspire my clients, and also by making it trendy and fashionable and making people realize, like, you know, Richard Branson, the CEO of LinkedIn, Arianne Huffington, these are all people who are saying, if you want to be successful in life, you need to look after yourself. So that's kind of helping.
You just jump on their coattails and like...
yeah, it's a whole movement, right? Mm-hmm. It was the same when I started the Grassy Hopper. There was a trend towards vegetarianism. So in a sense, I was lucky timing-wise that, mm-hmm. you know, that idea was becoming more acceptable. And it's the same now. I think a lot of people are really feeling the negative effects of stress. And when you can't sleep at night, and it really starts to impact your day and your relationships and your work, it gives you a bit more of a motivator to actually make the change. So
you think there's, because I know a lot of people who suffer from sleep issues. You know, there's, if you, and I'm one of them, I just don't need sleep much, I think, because I don't wake up feeling bad or anything. But if you do go on Facebook in the middle of the night, which is a very bad habit, but you see other people like, oh, you know, 7 more hours and I'm wide awake or whatever. Mm-hmm. These issues can help, these treatments that you have can help with people's sleep problems as well?
100%. Okay. Actually, the therapies that we offer at Sanya can help the majority of health conditions, right? Unless you have something really specific that mm-hmm. needs medical treatment. When we talk about lifestyle disease, which unfortunately a lot of the conditions that we are facing at the moment are lifestyle created, mm. and lifestyle, anything that is created by lifestyle can be undone by lifestyle, unless it's really super acute.
Never thought of it that, but so true. Yeah.
So something like sleep issues. Mm-hmm. For me, when I was burnt out, I got really bad insomnia. I couldn't sleep because every time my head hit the pillow, even though I was exhausted physically, my mind was just racing and all the things I had to do and all the things that weren't going how I wanted them and all the pressures and all the fear of failure. And it was just, you know, I just couldn't switch it off.
Mm.
And when I managed to heal my burnout, now I sleep much easier. So actually, I have some clients, you know, who even just one yoga class a week has really helped their stress issues.
Okay.
I have other clients who've stopped taking medication for their acid reflux. You know, they're little things, but whatever you have in life, stress makes it worse.
Ah.
Right? So if you have maybe like a bowel that gets easily irritated, if you're stressed, it's going to get worse. It's going to trigger it, right? Yeah. So whatever, you know, health conditions we have, even if they're not 100% lifestyle, helping your lifestyle is going to help your symptoms. And sleep is something actually really key, because we can't sleep when we're tense, right? And there's a lot of things in our life which makes us tense. So it's kind of like the first sign, right, that we maybe need to do some... give our nervous system some support.
And the fact that you also, you know enough about food to be able to help people with that side of things. And things like yoga, which are, you know, quite gentle, a gentle way to do self-healing.
Yes.
So it's not too sort of hippie and out there. It's kind of, you can start with yoga gently and start giving yourself some kind of self-love before you take on other treatments.
I mean, I think everyone has their own way to get healthy. I never tell people you have to do yoga or you have to eat healthily or you have to exercise. I mean, we're just launching a new weight loss program, a more holistic weight loss program, because unfortunately a lot of the weight loss programs out there are not healthy in the long term, and that's where people get stuck in the yo-yo diet. And I was just talking to the nutritionist who's going to be running the program for us, and he was saying that ideally people don't exercise on this program. Right, because
that sounds like my kind of diet,
doesn't it? I said to him, I was like, that's going to be very attractive for some people. But it's true, because actually exercise puts more oxidative stress on the body.
Okay.
And we also obviously need more calories. So this is like a lifestyle change. And for the first 3 months, only light exercise, right? So yeah, you can do yoga and walking, but mm-hmm. not that really heavy, like HIIT class or going to the extreme. So you know, for some people that works. For some people, they need to get their ass, sorry if I can say that, in the gym every day, and that's what helps them. But then for other people, it's not. So I think we need to just avoid saying like, this is healthy or that is healthy, but just encourage people to come, try different things and see what works for them.
And it's knowing as well that regular diets, like as soon as you stop, literally you can have one meal and you seem to put on a kilo straight afterwards. So this actually trains your brain rather than just deprive your body, sort of.
I mean, honestly, there is so much nonsense in the weight loss industry. It's actually scary. And, you know, I'm a bit of a pet peeve. They're a bit of a pet peeve of mine, like these new diet trends, because very often, like something like the keto diet, for example, it would be super controversial for me to say like I'm totally against it. But in my opinion, it's only good for a very specific type of person. And most people, although they'll feel good in the short term, long term are doing a lot of stress to their body and mind. And it's the same with, you know, a diet that's going to put you on protein shakes or just shakes. You know, we tend to go to extremes as human beings.
It's
because
panic, I think,
we need that, like, this is the answer, right? One thing has to be the answer. But the reality is that it's a lot of little lifestyle changes which actually create health in the long term.
So, Sanya recommends some exercise or treatments. So whether it's yoga or these other therapies, which again, I can't say the name of. There might be some mental health issues.
Definitely.
As well, that can be helped. And a little bit of food, and altogether makes you a better person or happier person. A happier person.
Yes, I mean, we do have different programs. So like if you want to lose weight, what we're going to recommend to you is different to someone that's just got a lot of stress, right? Someone who's coming for weight loss, we'd go more down the diet route. But someone who's struggling more from mental tension, they would be suited to different things, right? So we usually, when people come, if it's very straightforward, then our front of house team can just direct them into the right department. But if not, then we give them a consultation where we understand their particular situation.
Okay.
And then we recommend, okay, for you, yoga would be good, or hypnotherapy would be good, or weight loss.
And do you have like packages? Have you done, because you do retreats as well. So have you sort of found out trends that are happening with the people that walk through the door and been able to package up things for them, creating other offerings? Have you done that along the way as well?
Yes, so the two major packages we offer at the moment are the weight loss package, which is a 3-month journey that we take people through, and then we also have a 3-month stress reducer, stress buster package. Actually, there are a lot of other packages that we would like to offer in the future, but we're just testing these two for now, and then we're going to see. I think those two, you kind of hit like 80% of people. But then there's also people who suffer from autoimmune conditions, which is a really growing problem. So that is something that we're looking to tackle soon too. We can already cater for people, but it's not a specific package yet.
And do you have anything on offer for, you know, breathing issues? Because lots of people are struggling with the levels of construction and dust. Is there anything that can be done at Sanya for people suffering there?
So breathing is actually a really crucial part of health. It's a very undervalued but very important part of health, and particularly mental health, our stress levels.
Okay.
The way we breathe is directly connected to the part of the brain that controls the release of stress hormones. So, for example, if you breathe short and shallow, your brain will think you're stressed. Whereas if you breathe very deeply and lengthen the exhale, your brain will think you're not stressed, even if you are. Right? So the breath is very powerful, and it's actually a core of yoga practice.
Okay.
And when you go back to the tradition of yoga, yoga is actually a series of 8 steps. One of those 8 steps is what we call asana, which is yoga postures.
Right.
That's what everyone nowadays knows as yoga.
Downward dogs.
Yeah, downward dog, upward dog, all of that. That's actually 1 out of 8.
Okay.
Another 1 out of 8 is breath.
Okay.
So you can say that the breathing is as important, if not more important, than actually doing the physical yoga movements. So we teach that in our yoga classes. Every yoga class starts with breathing exercises.
So literally sitting and trying to calm the...
There are different exercises.
Okay.
Like, for example, one of them is an alternate nostril breathing. So you're breathing in from one nostril, out from the other.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Not with your... Do you block with one finger, or you just try and control...
There are loads of different variations. So you could start blocking one nostril, breathing in and out, let's say from the left nostril, and then doing the same with the right and both. But then you would hold the right nostril, breathe in from the left. At the top of the inhale, you change, close the left nostril, breathe out from the right, Breathe in again from the right. Close, breathe out from the left. That's a really basic...
And that's a good calming one for people to maybe try.
Yes, it's super calming. But then as you progress, the idea is that you exhale for double the length of the inhale.
Okay.
And that's when the true power of this exercise really kicks in. But you need to start just breathing, you know, in equal proportion. And then slowly you start to lengthen the exhale, and then eventually you even hold the breath in the middle.
So tell us a bit more about the stress management program, because I know a lot of people suffer from various things, whether it's just family, traffic, noise, financial, whatever. What's on your stress management program?
So we've actually just renovated it, if you can say that, because it started out as a 2-week package.
Okay.
Where we were actually targeting more people who are really burnt out. But what we realized is that fitting so many things into 2 weeks was not really practical for people, because, you know, people who are stressed are already super busy and don't have much time. So we decided to lengthen the program over 3 months. And one of the things, the main thing in this package is actually mentoring, right? So we meet whoever's doing the program twice a month, and we give them specific guidance for their specific situation. It also includes a spa membership, because going from the sauna, the heat, to the cold is a form of therapy which is very nourishing for the nervous system.
Okay.
So it really, really, if you're ever feeling really burnt out, this is what I do. I go into the sauna 10 minutes, pool 10 minutes, and do that
alternate
routine 2 or 3 times.
Ah.
And you literally feel reborn after that. So we put the spa in there because it's very important. Yoga classes and also different kinds of meals, healthy food.
Yeah.
Then what we do is we keep that as a basic package. And then if people want to, like specific people would need different things, right? Some people would need hypnotherapy. Some people would need massage, because they have a lot of physical tension, so they need that to just get released. Some people might need to do a retreat, so then we just, you know, tailor it according to the person.
For me, the word retreat just sort of strikes fear. I don't know why, because I'm so sort of conservative. Are retreats what I think they are? Or talk us through a traditional retreat.
I'm not sure what you think they are.
I sort of imagine hours of om and, you know, being very, you know, back to basics. What is a retreat? But, you know, sell me a retreat.
Okay. So, well, obviously retreats come in all different shapes and sizes, right, and different forms. And there are some retreats where you're literally in silence for the whole retreat, right?
Okay.
So something like that's probably a little bit scary, more like from what you're imagining. Our retreats, we take yoga as the base, but then we just put in a lot of things to just connect with yourself. So, for example, a typical day on our retreat would look like waking up in the morning. Obviously, you're on a beautiful location in nature, in Bahria, overlooking the sea. But you'd start with a 1-hour yoga class.
Okay.
So, obviously, that gets the body moving. You know, when you do exercise early in the morning, actually, you feel quite good. You know, gets your circulation going. You feel great. Then what we do is we have a very light breakfast, and we do what's called a tea ceremony. So this is a Japanese practice where you drink tea in silence, but it's a particular kind of healing tea. And it actually really calms you down. It kind of makes you feel like you're meditating without trying to meditate.
Okay.
So because a lot of people struggle with meditation and, you know, they try to concentrate and they think they can't and they feel like they're failing and it doesn't really feel like a very nice experience. Instead of battling with the mind, we just go to the mind, right? We're smelling the tea, we're looking around, we're hearing nice music, and by just embracing instead of sort of pushing away the thoughts, it actually creates a lot of inner peace. And this is one of the most popular things on our retreats.
Okay.
Yeah. Then we have a healthy lunch together. And of course, the community aspect, you know, the phones aren't really present. We don't ban the phones, but naturally just kind of happens that you just enjoy.
For me, retreat is to get away from.
Yes.
No? So.
I mean, we try not to do rules, right? Mm-hmm. We tell people, listen, ideally, don't keep your mobile with you. But that thing of like, you can't. Also, we have enough rules in our life, so we just let people, you know, take their own decision. And then usually in the afternoon, we do many different kinds of workshops. So we'll do like a sound healing, which is basically a sound relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
We do a yoga nidra, which is another form of relaxation technique.
Okay.
Sometimes we do exercises which take us more into ourselves, like a creativity workshop. Or we also do a workshop where you discuss more like it's kind of like a group psychotherapy kind of thing.
Okay.
Just it helps you see the patterns in your life. For example, some people would have a particular dynamic in their life. I'll give you an example. One person that came to one of our retreats, we use these cards, and they're called archetype cards. We pick a card, and that archetype of that card is a dynamic that's very common in your life. And this friend who came picked this card, stupid, right? So basically this card is inviting you to look at the ways that you are judging yourself or feeling that you're stupid or inadequate. Okay. And we sort of had a discussion about how this dynamic is showing up in her life, and we realized throughout the retreat that she kept on referring to herself as stupid without even realizing it. For example, we'd be in a workshop and she'd be like, can I ask a stupid question? Right? And these little things that we do to ourselves that we don't really realize, but actually create a lot of inner tension, because without realizing, we're putting ourselves down. So we create a space where we can see this and just sort of laugh at it and say, okay, you know, I did that, but now I don't really need to take that. Do I need to, you know, take that with me and keep on doing this? And yeah, it's actually a very nice way to just have that introspection, see what's working in your life, what's not, and let go of what's not really serving you.
And so you're saying you've learned along the way, because you, you know, you've done other businesses before, you've then come to this spa, which now you also have the outdoor retreats and things. What lessons would you pass on to people, whether they're starting their first entrepreneurship journey or whether they're, you know, they've done with that one, they want to start the next thing? What are the lessons that you would say, okay, yeah, these are the three things you got to know?
Only three?
How long have you got? I've got about
7 years out of that. Okay, well, I think I would say, because, you know, a lot of the things I would say are things that other entrepreneurs would say, like hard work, you know, don't get beat down by failure. But I think what I would say is really invest in yourself. Invest in your inner capabilities as a human being, because businesses come and go, but entrepreneurs stay forever, in a sense, right? So most entrepreneurs do multiple businesses. Some start 10 businesses before they hit the success that they want. So if you have skill, you can always start again, whether something fails or is a success. And sometimes entrepreneurs see great success in a business, but then they still need to walk away because they have issues with partners or things are just not quite working out, even in a success, right? So if you have your skill, you can always start again. And it always comes down to really asking yourself, what is the value I'm bringing to my audience? And how can I always keep making that value better? And if you're giving value, you're going to have an audience, and then you're going to have a business.
So that's the key lesson. Fantastic. It's been lovely talking to you, Yasmin DiGiorgio.
Thank you so much.
From Sanya.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's Interviews with Entrepreneurs with me, Monique Chambers, here on Campus FM. I'd also like to thank Carmela Gregg and Redent Abdillah for the production of this show. The show is aired every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. and repeated every Friday at 7:30 p.m.